Hey, Jen, I got a knock-knock joke for you.
Go ahead.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Why?
Why who?
Why do people buy? My amazing ebook is available right now, and even better, it's completely free. Figuring out why people buy is 1,000 times more powerful than knowing how to sell. And this ebook will give you the insight that will allow you to uncover the genuine buying motive of your customer every single time.
Plus, and this is no joke, you don't have to knock down any doors to buy it. It's free. And the link is in the show notes.
The banks thought you were nuts when you started, and now they all want to kiss your ass and be your friend.
Basically, not only the banks, but other companies as well. Listen, every spray tanning, we always get the Donald Trump jokes, the have you seen the episode from Ross and Rachel? And, you know, we're always like, no, I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls.
I'm tweeting that puppy.
Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sell or Die. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, and we have the premier podcast on the planet for sales and personal development. If you don't know me, I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling and the Sales Manifesto, and
I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and author of the best-selling book, Sales in a New York Minute. Welcome to the show, everyone. We are glad you are here. We have an amazing show today with our guest, Amanda Berger. She's the CEO of Glowbody. She's built one of the fastest-growing natural sunless tanning companies, that is a mouthful, in the industry, and she's going to share her entrepreneurial story of starting and growing a business during one of the most difficult periods of her life.
Does she say that she could not have done it without her husband? No. And that's starting to make me angry.
What?
She doesn't acknowledge that guy at all.
Nuh-uh. She acknowledges him. What are you talking about?
The one thing I'm going to tell you is that I believe that this is going to be a story that every single one of you diehards listens to, because many of you are hoping that your side hustle turns into your main hustle, and many of you are looking for an entrepreneurial spirit. And we've talked to this woman. She's amazing.
She really is amazing.
She's on fire.
Yeah, for sure. What's going on in your sales world, Jeffrey?
I am trying my best to contain myself with the happiness that our phone is ringing.
Yeah, our phone is ringing.
And the happiness that people are going online and buying stuff. It's been a very nice first quarter.
Yeah. Some of you have joined, a lot of you have joined the 2020 Sales Vision Group, and some of you have been requesting access. Make sure you go to 2020salesvision.com to get your name on the wait list for the next time we open up those doors. The doors are shut right now. We're busy serving the members in the group. It's a $20 a month Facebook group where we give you support, coaching, inspiration, ideas, strategies, all that. And we go live in there and we have a really good time helping people. It takes this podcast and like extends it off the charts, because we're literally not just talking about general sales concepts, but we're answering your specific questions.
It's killer. And I think it's a concept whose time has come. And the need is there, and we're defining that by how many people sign up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. So, you know, there's just one thing I wanted to tell you. I forgot to tell you this earlier.
There's a secret.
So
if
there's
it is, only 100,000 people are going to find
I thought
out.
Of this really great product today.
Yeah.
Okay, we were talking about our dogs in the last episode. It's about to storm today, like thunder and lightning storm. And so Emily, our trainer, told me I should make sure to have a bone ready for the dogs, or, you know, something like a Kong or something, right, that they can entertain themselves with. And I said, listen to this product idea. It's so genius. They should create doggy headphones.
Can someone call an ambulance, please?
I would buy them.
I want the one with the straight jacket if they ask.
I just want you to know I would buy them. So diehards, if you know of doggy
the
headphones.
The dog is going to pull the earphones off in 2 seconds. What are you going to have the ones
comfortable
ones,
ergonomic doggy headphones so that
yeah,
they're
Bluetooth,
not scared.
Bluetooth for sure, right?
So that they're not scared in a storm.
I have questions. I have questions.
Oh, I have answers.
So first things first. Yeah. Because, again, for anyone that doesn't know Charlie or Zoe, they are very, very active dogs that run around wherever they are, whether they're in the office, whether they're in your home.
Yeah.
So how in the world are they going to stay on?
Well, that's the person who makes the product needs to come up with that.
All right, Jen. Okay, so doggy earphones, you hear that, entrepreneurs? Go for it. I guarantee you'll sell 5 pairs in a 20-month period after –
I'll buy 15. Two of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Put 2 pairs down in Jennifer's name.
Yeah, please. All right. So we have an amazing episode coming up with Amanda Berger. But before we get to her, we have a 5-star review.
Cool.
Bree writes in, Jeffrey and Jennifer are nothing short of fantastic.
That's the episode. That's my woman right there.
The episode with Jason Dorsey was informational, and it's already helped me out with selling to millennials. You can tell Jeffrey and Jennifer seek out the best guests for the best content around.
Aww.
Thank you, Bree.
Really,
that's very, very nice.
You know, that Jason Dorsey episode was seriously one of my favorites. I don't like to mention favorites. Top 5, for sure. Yeah.
Well,
top 5.
Top 10.
Okay. No, of your friends, for me, top 5.
I was just going to go top 25. No, I genuinely not just love Jason, I respect Jason. For what he has done, how he's grown, and how he found his niche and milked it.
All right, now on to Amanda Berger, who explains how Glowbody has become one of the fastest growing sunless tanning services in the country. She also explains how marketing via social media has been vital to her success and her secret to hiring, how hiring the right people can make all the difference in the world. Take a listen. Amanda Berger is the CEO of Glowbody Inc., the fastest growing natural sunless tanning company in the industry. Amanda's passion for wellness, inspired by her dream to create a spray tanning company that is safe, natural, healthy, and fun has been achieved. She's found her purpose and built a business from the ground up, and now she's here to share her story. Please help me welcome the great Amanda Berger.
Wow. So, Amanda, let me start this out for men. What is sunless tanning?
Sunless tanning. Well, there are a lot of different forms of sunless tanning, but the one that's kind of put Glowbody on the map is the ever famous or ever growing and evolving airbrush tanning. So we come in basically with a paint gun and we change your skin from one color to the next.
You mean from like my pasty pale to...
Yeah.
We want to say, and we have a lot of fun here at Glowbody. We're a very fun brand that we take clients from meh to yeah in about 10 minutes.
Wow. So it's interesting because you just said we come in. So the client doesn't come to you.
The client, it just depends. And really, Glowbody now is really in the business of manufacturing spray tan solution and products that kind of coincide with sunless tanning, like self-tanners, lotions, foams, things like that. So Glowbody kind of has two different models. We have GlowPros, licensed distributors over all of the United States and in 6 other countries. And yes, they are either mobile, they're a complete mobile entity where they come to you or on location, or we have other licensed distributors that own salons, gyms. We're on cruise ships, so it doesn't really matter. We kind of fit in like a bunch of different categories. But yeah, we're a licensing distribution company that sells spray tans.
So when do you get people ready to go to the beach by spray tanning them and give them like a little bit of a head start so they don't burn?
We always say glow before you go. And we use glow for just about everything we do.
Very well done.
I love that. That's glowing.
Yeah, Tuesday, glow. That's one that's famous, glow before you go. Glow bigger, go home.
So you're in our backyard, literally. You're here in Charlotte. But what you've built is not your typical local entrepreneurial
company. Hold on, let me just say it's global.
Global. Yes.
Thank you very kindly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll be here all week.
what you've built is global. So how did you do that? Where do you even start when you want to build a company like that and you're starting from scratch?
That's a great question, and one that I get asked a lot, because I didn't realize it was going to get this big, this fast, this quickly. And my dream and vision has kind of evolved over time. But I started as just a mobile spray tanner. There are many men and women all over the place that do this, whether it's on the side or they do this full time. And it's very popular and growing very quickly. Our industry is still considered a new industry, but we've been around for a while. But I started spray tanning about 6.5 years ago, just as a side gig. I was a new mom and just needed to get out of the house for a little bit and just kind of have something that was my own. And then it turned into a passion of mine. I was seeing clients on the regular, and my business was really growing strictly from social media marketing and word of mouth. And then I realized what a difference. I know it's kind of cliche, and for those who don't really understand how you feel after a spray tan, but I really was seeing a change in my clients in the way they were acting and feeling. They really just, I made them feel better. So I thought, and so that grew into a new direction for me, and one that I then started thinking, hey, well, you know, I need my own solutions. I need my own retail line, my own product line. And my regulars then were asking me, can you spray tan train me? I want to do this. I see how much fun you're having doing this. How can I do the same? And so then the light bulb just kind of clicked. And I said, hey, let's package this and see what we can do with it. And so fast forward, we've only really been licensing and distributing for right at 3 years, and we're in over 28 states, and like I said, 6 countries. And
can you tell me which social media, when you say we grew our business through social media, can you go a little deeper in that and tell me what did you do in which social media forms?
Which platforms are, okay. So back in the day,
back in the day, that's bullshit. Back in the day would have been like in the 50s.
Say that? Okay, because I have the worst. I have to be careful about what I say. All right, I won't say that. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So which social media platforms worked best for you?
In the beginning, it was Facebook, because 6 years ago, Facebook was where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
I have a branding and marketing team here at Glow Central that will tell me that is not the case anymore. So we're seeing that Instagram, we're a lifestyle brand, if you will. We're really evolving into the travel and leisure market and to other travel and leisure businesses like hotels, resorts. That's just one division that GloBody is going after right now, because of the mobile service market is on the rise and in-room services are on the rise for hotel and travel and leisure type spaces. But Catherine Katz, who is our marketing coordinator, her big thing is lifestyle, selling the brand, like really, really grasping people's attention is, we use that with Instagram, and then selling actually paid ads. We do paid ads on Instagram as well, but we're seeing that the buyers tend to buy more for us anyways, on Facebook, and then our travel leisure, our lifestyle brand is more on Instagram for us.
And do you use bragging, we, or do you use testimonials?
Testimonials all day long. Okay. All day long. we are a community, and we are a very exclusive community. So we use our, what we call our Glow professionals, our Glow pros, and they really attach themselves to our mission and our brand so much so that they are really helping us grow the mobile side of things.
How many people are full-time? How many people are, what do you call that, side hustles?
Side hustle. We use the word side hustle a lot. So we see that about 70% of the Glow professionals that come on or buy in and start their own Glow Body business, just they're looking for a side hustle because they, a lot of them have never spray tanned before. They know they don't want to go work a part-time 9-to-5 and they don't want to invest in any kind of direct sales or MLM groups, which I totally adore and love. I think they're some of the most hardest working people out there. We get mistaken for direct sales all the time, but they're looking for a business model where they can make their own hours and they can keep 100% of their profit.
So nobody has a downline?
I'm sorry?
Nobody has a downline?
No. We aren't building teams. There's no downline, upline. There's just one line.
They're out there. Yeah, they're out there making a buck. Okay. Oh, for those of you who don't know downline and upline, a direct selling or a network marketing company or a multi-level marketing company recruits people to recruit other people to recruit other people.
And you get,
and they make, you make money on everyone that's recruited and all your people to get recruited. That is not the case with Amanda's group. She has a one person recruitment and they make their own money and they tell everyone else to go to hell.
Or they tell everybody else to come join our community of Glow professionals.
Oh, there gotcha. You go.
But
there
they don't make any money from that referral.
They don't. No, we give them a referral of kickback. If they send us a person, we'll say, hey, thanks for playing or thanks for referring. And mm-hmm. But that's it. No percentages or anything.
Cool. That's cool. So you said you grew really fast over the last 6 years. What were some of the growing pains that you experienced?
Oh gosh, I deal with growing pains constantly, and I think all entrepreneurs always feel like there's never enough time, never enough money, never enough staff. So I deal with that on the regular. I think having enough cash to really start when we started wanting to do everything all at once is just.
Of course. What's your point?
It's not doable. And my personality and I'm very impatient at times and I really go after what I want and I really don't see, I have blinders on. And so my husband will tell you, who now is our CFO, the one male guy that works here at Glow Body. You guys should totally interview him on another day because he probably has a lot of stories to tell. But having to slow down and take things day by day and at the pace of our growth rate and not trying to do everything at once was a huge learning lesson for me. And timelines, rollouts take time. Packaging things, advertising, really doing it well and not just putting what we have now out there, really having a method to our madness. And that's something I still struggle with, slowing down, doing things, a lot more organized was my.
Hey, everybody, this is Gina Tremarco
and Rachel Tipton.
And we are
Women Your Mother Warned You About,
the new podcast that does what?
Makes sales sexy again.
What's this podcast about, Rachel?
It's a blend of best business practices and real life hacks. And it's filled with laughter, random chatter, practical advice, and some serious stuff.
It's not just for women, though, right?
No, it's a blend of best business practices and real life hacks for men and for women.
Listen to us on the Sell or Die Network,
womenyourmotherwarnedyouabout.com.
Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, and anywhere that you can find podcasts. And
be sure to subscribe, comment, share our podcast, and give us a review.
Tune in and listen to Women Your Mother Warned You About, the podcast that makes sales sexy again.
You've been warned.
Let me make a guess. If I'm wrong, you can slap me.
The banks thought you were nuts when you started, and now they all want to kiss your ass and be your friend.
Basically, not only the banks, but other companies as well. Listen, every spray tanning, we always get the Donald Trump jokes, the have you seen the episode from Ross and Rachel? And, you know, we're always like, no, I've never heard that before.
Yeah. But tell me about your bankers. Did you start out getting rejected or?
You know, fortunately, I never dealt with bankers. And so there's really little to zero overhead. Well, in the mobile business model, I mean, you can start as little as $100. And our packages range from $399 all the way to $2,500. And that gives you a business, an all-inclusive business plan. For me, I owned a franchise and I had some other business stuff going on where I pretty much sold everything and then took that cash and invested it into this brand that we saw was really had something really special. So we took a risk and invested our own money, which I would probably not advise anybody to do nowadays. But I didn't have to deal with bankers. But I could if I wanted to now.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they all want to be your friend. Bankers don't lend money unless you don't need it.
Right. So, first of all, you built a business while you had a baby. So that's incredible and kudos to you. But second of all, I want to talk about the sales aspect here, because a lot of our diehards are in this similar situation where I believe they have two sales. One is you're a disruptor. You're disrupting what sunless tanning looks like. People are used to going someplace and you're like, oh no, we'll show up in your home. And that's freaking cool. But that sale number one is use this alternative way of doing things. And sale number two is, and you need, by the way, you need sunless tanning. So how do you advise your Glow Pros, if I have the name right, to really connect with their potential customers and be able to make those two sales?
That's an awesome point. There's always two sides to it. And we are in the business of not only changing people's opinions about the sunless industry, because sometimes we get a bad rap, but I think it all goes down to building trust with clientele and future clientele and showing up consistently. So we teach when someone comes on board Glowbody and they buy a package, they get a one-on-one Glow professional training coach who's going to really teach them, hey, listen, just because you have a spray tan machine, just because you have a tent and some solution doesn't mean you're going to be a successful spray tan artist. And so really trying to teach these people that have never owned a business and they don't know about marketing or networking. It's interesting because you can't have one without the other. And I think that changing people's attitudes about spray tanning, good tanning versus bad sunless tanning, takes the right training and education and educating the people that are watching you via social media, because let's be honest, that's where people are watching you. And once once you build that trust, once you put out there enough, you know, give, then, you know, they might try you, experience what we call the Glow Body experience, and then go tell their friends who have never had a spray tan before, hey, this stuff is legit. It works. It's healthy. And look how good I look and look how good I feel. So I think there are many moving parts. And for us in the sunless industry and in the sunless space, there's a lot of bad products out there that might be turning people weird colors. And
I get turned orange all the time.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
Steaming, girl.
Amanda, you became successful at it because you did it yourself.
Yes.
And you determined what needed to be done as a salesperson, literally in your own business, and then made it bigger. But your foundation is your own personal experience. And that goes a hell of a long way towards credibility.
So how do you use that experience in your training for the other Glow Pros?
Well, everybody from my warehouse manager to my husband, who is our CFO, is Glow Body certified. They know exactly what it takes to spray tan somebody from start to finish. They know they're trained in all of our products. Catherine Katz, who, like I said, has worked for brands like MAC, Benefit Cosmetics, huge company. She said when she came on GloBody, I need to become Glow certified first before I go any step further. And we took that one experience. We said, well, everybody needs to be Glow certified before they work here. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. So you got Glow Boys and Glow Babes that are out there.
Glow Bros or Glow Bows.
Got ya.
It's not, like you said, it's not just for pasty white girls. We have African-American Glow Pros. We have Asian, Latina, all of them. Like we spray tan every single skin type and tone out there.
So is there hope for me?
Yes. And my goal now is to get you in the booth.
Yeah. I was wondering when my Glow Pro was going to show up, like if they were just going to walk in during this interview.
Yeah. And start spraying their asses off. We have to darken these windows first. But you literally are a classic example of how to turn your own belief and love of something into a business that makes you financially secure. And in today's world, that ain't easy.
No.
It takes a lot of, people don't know the whole background story of how many hours you worked your ass off or how many times a shipment got screwed up or something happened that was nuts in the background. They don't understand that part. They only see the successful you that's glowing, correct?
Correct. And I love that you say that because we always say, listen, we've done some things right, but we've done a lot of things wrong. And so that's why we are telling you, if you do everything we're telling you to do, you're going to be successful if you put the energy and effort, into what you're doing.
Yeah. Trial by fire creates the best training manual.
You're giving them the secret formula.
Right.
Right. Cause we've done it wrong too. We've done a lot of things. We always say failing forward is key to, being successful. So.
Cool. So, we're both members of the No Tribe, and, in your bio on the No Tribe website, it says that you found your purpose. Talk to us about your purpose and what it is.
So, I mean, my story is, I always say jokingly, but it is what it is. Spray tanning saved my life. I can laugh about that now, but there is some truth to that. And the reason why I started spray tanning, I was suffering from some pretty major postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety after my second, well, through my first and my second. So the only thing I was doing at the time was having someone come to my house and spray tanning me. And that was just, 30 minutes of me getting out of my mind and going to another place. And, I wasn't even getting my nails done at that time. I'm a big tomboy. I love sports. And for some reason it was just spray tanning for me. So really it was my only thing I had, or my only selfish outlet I had between my suffering and not suffering. So, for No Tribe, my purpose, yes, I love spray tanning. It's the most fun job I've ever had. And I've had a lot of jobs, but the purpose from watching someone that maybe never thought they would own a business or start a business or find themselves again, sign on to GloBody, and we work really hard and we work together, and then they go off and they really make it their own successful spray tanning business. It fuels my soul beyond belief. And I always tell the girls that I want them to just take their mobile business far beyond what I ever could. And that is my purpose. I love business, and I never had the confidence or thought that it was going to be for me or something that I was successful in. I don't have a business degree. I guess my quality I do have is I'm okay with people. I really like people. I have to be around people. So I took what I was good at and what I knew how to do, which is just communicate, I think, to people. And I channeled it in spray tanning, and here we are. So that's it's.
And do you have your own formula? Do all your people buy your product in order to claim that they're GloBody people?
Mm-hmm. You are an exclusive distributor of GloBody. You cannot access our solutions unless you are a certified Glow professional. We Nobody has our solution out there. It is our own. And we, our manufacturer ships it in big old 50-gallon barrels. We bottle, label, ship right out of here in Charlotte, North Carolina, even to our international partners. So it's great. I'm in this new 5,000 square foot office that we just moved into, and I'm just realizing my walls look really bare. So
that's all good. You're still glowing right in front of it.
Yeah, so and we good. Wholesale art when you're if you need anything, come over.
So. I want to go back to the purpose piece because you were talking about how you found your purpose, which was just such an incredible story. And thank you for being so honest because I think there's so many of us who can relate to that. But how do you recommend for our diehards out there that they find their purpose? Like, what do you think you need to do to be able to really find your calling?
Oh, man. I think that's there's a lot to that. I think lots of different layers and levels to purpose, but I think passion is everything. You can spot a fake a mile away. I always tell all of our licensed distributors that come on, if you don't like spray tanning, or if you don't like people and you don't like naked, then this is the wrong industry for you. You're never going to be successful in this space. Go find what fuels your passion. And I think that if somebody's really feeling unfulfilled or have lack of passion, they're not doing what God put you on this earth to go do or be. And I'm not a very religious person. I'm very spiritual, but I do feel like you have natural ability and you have natural talents. If you find a product out there that you can just talk about seamlessly and effortlessly, or if there's a service out there, or if there's a mission out there, and it doesn't feel like work. Yes, some days feel like work for me, and some days I'd rather be off somewhere else. but the majority of my time, I really enjoy and find purpose in everything I do. So,
do I have to have a couple kids?
You have time? Wait, what?
No. Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's funny, Doug.
Yes, you can. You absolutely can. So next time you see a not so natural looking tan, we say that's spot in a fake.
So obviously your people that are trained know how to take the skin tone of the existing person and put it to some kind of formula that you have, that because there's all kinds of shades, correct?
We call them our OG shades. We have the shades that put us on the map, our levels 1 through 4. So winter glow is our lightest shade, natural glow, celebrity glow, and then Brazilian glow, level 4. So depending on your skin type and tone, the glow professional can totally match you. And make you look very, very natural and not orange.
I love that. Actually, I ran into someone that I know on Sunday and I was like, oh my God, were you just on vacation? You look so tan. And she goes, glow body girl.
And I was like, what? That's how people do it. That's how we've grown so fast.
Is that cool or what? And I was like, you don't even know. I'm interviewing Amanda this week. That is so crazy.
No way. That's so cool.
So, okay, you just mentioned, though, when you're talking about purpose, you mentioned that you didn't have the self-confidence or know-it-all to like, really think that you would be the one starting this massive empire. So what would you say to our diehards who are considering taking that leap of faith, doing something that they are passionate about? Where can they get that confidence from? How can they get it to actually be able to do that?
It's not something that you can ease into, unfortunately. You can't half-ass it. And I'm not telling you to go quit your day job and be financially irresponsible. You will find time to get after it, but it's always about output. So it's not made for everybody. And I was at a breaking point. We always say, find your breaking point, or you're going to have a breakthrough. Your breaking point is, I can't go to this job one more day, or I'm going to jump off a bridge. I mean, that's the extreme, but I have to stop what I'm doing. I'm so unfulfilled. I'm so unhappy. Or having a breakthrough or an epiphany, like, wait, this just clicked. I just, I love this brand. I
but
love
you have
this
to
vision.
Be open for it, correct? You have to be willing to take, you know, see it when you, and don't you need spousal support?
Yes. And at first my husband, who's from Germany. So imagine this, he's a car engineer by trade. He came over from Germany. I said, hey, I want to start my own spray tanning company. And he looks at me like, was ist das? No, I'm just kidding. He knows English. But he's like, what is this spray tanning? And he's got an accent and all that stuff. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I can do this. I can do this. He's like, no. Don't. And I learned, don't ask the opinions of others if they're not a professional or they don't have a know-how in that specific space to give you the right advice. Because I almost wanted him to say, no, I'm sorry, I'm going to divorce you if you do this, which he never would. But the fact that he has always been my strongest support system. And yes, he did not get it. I'm saying he didn't get it at first. I had to show him the way, like, this is what is in here. And this is what I'm trying to create and manifest and bring to market. And then once it started working was his aha moment. And he's peeking through the door right now. I don't know if he could hear me. Hi, I'm just talking about you. Would you like to come say hello?
Of course.
Do you guys want to meet the CFO of GlowBody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I'm for a phone charger.
Yeah, wait. Don't leave yet.
Wait.
Okay, wait. Come here. Sorry.
Come back.
Wie geht's?
Gut. Wie geht's Ihnen?
Auch gut.
Oh, sehr gutes Deutsch. Bin sehr beeindruckt.
Ja, ja. Wo kommen Sie aus?
Ich komme aus Stuttgart.
Ah, Porsche.
Porsche und Mercedes, ja.
What on earth are they saying?
I said, how's it going? Fine. He said, how's it going? Fine. I said, where do you come from? He goes, Stuttgart. And I said, Porsche.
Exactly. Nice.
Well done. Very impressed.
Danke schön.
Have a good one. Have a good day.
Okay,
you
bye.
You too.
Yes. So I think once Oliver and his engineering mindset, shut the door. You can't hear it. He immediately was like, okay, I'm sorry. It took me a little bit to really.
But I got it. Yeah.
Kind of do.
So you actually. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
You actually had to not just be confident enough in it for yourself, but make that sale to your husband.
Right. She had to perform.
Yeah.
That's right.
I
yeah,
love
well,
that.
And I'm, like I said, I have kind of a competitive mindset. And if somebody tells me no, that's a problem. But if somebody says you can't do this, that's an even bigger problem. But let me tell you, I started with a used machine, a used ratchety old tent. And it cost me $400. And I was like, oh no, I just spent $400. What have I done? And I always say $400. And this started it all. And I was nervous about $400. But I said, that was my breaking point, my breakthrough. And I said, let's go hit the pavement. Time to do it.
Did you save the tent?
You know what? I didn't because it shredded into pieces, but I saved the machine. And my crew still makes fun. We call her Pinky because it's a pink machine and it's so tacky, so silly and cheap. But I said, girls, we're never going to get rid of this thing. This reminds me every single day that, hey, this is where we came from and look at where we're going.
That's cool. So I know we have to wrap in a second, but I wanted to get to just one more question, which is for you to talk about the mindset you need to have when you're growing a company like this.
Well, mindset is a make or break. I think if you have a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset, you're in big trouble. If you don't know what that is, Google it. There's all kinds of studies around, you know, what your perception is on things, how you recover from failure. If you're not comfortable with failure, live in fear. Chances are owning your own business is not going to be easy for you because you have to be really comfortable in failure and fear is fine. I love fear, challenge fear. I kind of use it to my advantage, but that's taken me a while to learn how to do that. So having a growth mindset and versus a fixed, I think is really important. And mindset is everything. If you play to win and not play, you know, on the defense, you have to play to win. And I equate everything with sports and all that stuff. And I don't play to lose. I really don't. So I think that's important.
That was an amazing interview. One of the things I loved most about what Amanda said is that she said everybody in her company is Glow Body certified, meaning everyone has in-depth product knowledge. And so if anyone wanted to go out there tomorrow, technically, they could sell the product because they know how. So that means that every single person, when they're out and about and someone says, oh, what do you do? And they're at a bar or restaurant or whatever, they literally can talk about the product with deep knowledge because they're certified.
I think that she's on the right track. I personally am not the biggest fan of self-tanning, as you can tell, unless it comes in the color white. But I think that there's definitely a broad-based appeal for this. Her company is on fire. She's on fire. And it's contagious. I mean, she has a great business plan, and she's executing it amazingly well.
Yeah, one of the things I loved that she said something about how in order to have a breakthrough moment, first you need to get to your breaking point.
Oh, I thought you were going to say first you got to get a tan.
No, or she said it maybe the other way, which is like once you get to your breaking point, that's when you can have a breakthrough moment. And it's when you're in that position, when you're at your breaking point like she was, that you can break through and persevere, especially as an entrepreneur, and just go for it.
Yeah, she fools you because you think she's 17. and I don't know what her age is, but she sounds very mature. She's very articulate. And I'll tell you what, she's on fire. She's in the moment with her business and literally glowing with entrepreneurial success.
Yeah, for sure. So two other things that came up was, one is she talked about purpose. And she said she found her purpose. There was this deep search for purpose. She found it. But she also said that some days she has her doubts. And I think, as an entrepreneur, that's perfectly normal.
Of course it is.
That happens to all of us. And you know, you ever see those like weird, or not weird, but like those memes or cartoons online where it's like showing some guy hiking Mount Everest and like comparing that to being like an entrepreneur. It's also like being a salesperson, by the way, because you have these ups and downs and ups and downs, and you have to figure out when you have the downs, how to get back up, how to turn your attitude around, how to focus on the fact that you are serving your purpose, and then keep climbing back up.
She found something that she loves to do, that she is passionate about, and that can make her some money.
I love it. I love it.
But I guarantee you the first two preceded the process.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, okay, so one other thing she talks about, and you hinted at it at the beginning, is this support system, that she could not have been successful without a support system around her. And, you know, she's talking about it from an entrepreneurial perspective. And I agree, as an entrepreneur, you need a support system. You need people you can turn to and talk to and get advice from, people who have been there, done that kind of thing. But you know what? As a salesperson, you need that too.
Been there, done that, got the suntan. But and they'll go to your house. They'll spray tan your butt right in your own home.
Oh, my God.
I know. Well, they show a lot of butt these days in bathing suits.
They do. Yeah. So let's talk about that. What do you think about having a support system as a salesperson, not just an entrepreneur?
Without a doubt. But the best people to be your support system are your customers who love you. You should have customer coffees every morning with somebody who loves you so they can tell you how great you are.
Ooh. I like that.
Because your boss is going to tell you what an asshole you are. This is what I love about sales managers. Hey, boss, I just made a big sale. Hey, great. You still got three more before the end of the month. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? So the support system that Amanda needs is to go visit a customer every single morning and have a cup of coffee with them.
Well, not just Amanda, but diehards, you too.
Oh, see, I meant that as a metaphor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
But the bottom line is, if you want support, talk to the people that you support, your customers.
For sure. So, coming up this week, that's left. We have the Friday Best Of Show. I love the Best Of Show.
That's what's left, right?
Yeah, we take the Best Of chunks and put them into bite-sized
pieces. I don't know what day
pieces.
It is for you, but it's our Thursday. It's Thursday right. in Charlotte.
All right.
It might be Friday if you're in Sydney.
It depends where you are. It also depends when you're listening to this, if you don't listen on the day it comes out. But anyway, then we'll be back for our Motivation Monday episode. So until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, and I'm reminding you, go get a suntan. It's that time of the year. And go out and make a sale, even if your ass falls off.
Sell or die hard. Love the show? Make sure you've subscribed.
And if you've subscribed, make sure you rate us on iTunes or give us a star on Overcast.
And if you've done all of that, tell a friend about the best sales podcast on the planet. Or better yet, tell both your friends.
And if you've done all of that, well, you're a true sell or diehard, and we thank you.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellerDieNetwork.com.